We're back here to the Neil Haley Show, and you know, a topic about hormone imbalance. I have no idea about it. That's why my expert's going to teach us about it, Dr. Deborah Matthew. Dr. Deborah, thanks for stopping by. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me.
Okay, so let's learn a little about your background, how many years you've been doing this, and a little bit about yourself. I know you've been on a lot of great shows, TV, radio, so tell us about it.
Yeah, I got a message that I really want to share. So I was exhausted all the time. I was freezing even in the summer in North Carolina. I was shrieking at my kids all the time. I had no patience and I felt like the worst mom. I felt so guilty for always flying off the handle. And I didn't understand what was wrong with me because I am a medical doctor, but I knew that something wasn't right with how I was feeling. And honestly, nothing that they taught me in medical school helped me understand what was going on with me. And my poor husband had to put up with me. He didn't really know what was going on with me either. But he actually came across a book that he thought I ought to read. And this book was written by Suzanne Summers. And you know,
I have Suzanne on my show. So
do you? Yeah. But you know, as a doctor, I don't want to get my medical information from celebrities. So I didn't really want to read that book. But you know, when I knew that I had to do something, I knew that something was wrong. And when I read the book, it completely changed my whole life because I read about all these stories about women who felt just like me. They knew something was wrong. And then I read about how much better they felt when they got their hormones back in balance. And it opened my mind, and suddenly how I was feeling made total sense. And it really allowed me to see that there's another way that we can help people besides just always prescribing prescription medicines. And so I completely retired from my old job. So this is 15 years ago now. And for the last 15 years, I've worked with thousands of men and women to help them get their hormones back in balance so they can have energy. And you know, I got my energy back. My kids got their mom back. My husband got his wife back, and I got my life back.
Interesting you talk about that. And so before I got some great series of questions I could ask, but now as the, you know, I've done over 7,000 plus interviews and now you're going to take me down the road the way I want it to be taken down the road now with that great explanation. I think that the problem that's happening is we think big pharma and different things are going to cure us. And I have certain situations where I've decrease my swelling just taking oregano. I have, you know, just cut back and eat more healthy stuff and stop drinking soda, stop doing different things. And I look, and I'm 49, my body looks like I'm in my 30s. And it was that simple of changes that were made. So take me down the road of what you see as, I guess, the things when we have a hormone imbalance. What do we see?
Yeah. So the problem is that a lot of times things are subtle. So we can feel tired. Mm-hmm. And, you know, honestly, there's a pattern that we see a lot in fatigue, which is that it gets hard to get out of bed in the morning. Like the alarm goes off and you press snooze maybe a couple of times and you kind of drag yourself out of bed to the coffee pot because caffeine actually gives you a little boost of cortisol, which is one of the hormones that gives you a little bit of energy. And then a lot of times we're okay for, you know, once we get going. And then we get that slump in the afternoon, you know, 2, 3, 4 o'clock, you need more caffeine or sugar or something to get you through till supper time. And then generally people start to feel maybe a little bit better around supper, but early in the evening, 7:30, 8 o'clock, you know, when it's kind of earlier than you would normally go to bed, you're nodding off in front of the television set, you know, running out of steam. But if you stay up late enough, you know, 10, 11 o'clock at night, then a lot of people get a second wind. Now their brain is wide awake and they can't fall asleep. And then that darn alarm clock comes just too soon. So this pattern of energy over the day is so common. A lot of people will really be able to relate to that. And it's almost become normal to us. It's normal to press snooze a few times and to need caffeine in the morning and maybe even to take a sleeping pill in the afternoon. We're used to it, but it actually isn't normal to feel that way. So fatigue is a really common one.
Okay.
And your doctor doesn't have a pill for that, right? There's no pill that's going to all of a sudden give you a bunch of energy. So that's one. Another one is mood. So anxiety, depression, I mean, irritability, it's a really common problem. We do have pills that we hand out very frequently for these issues, But depending on the circumstances, sometimes it can be a hormone problem. So maybe if it's okay with you, can I just give a couple of scenarios for where this may be true? So for me, I was the irritable one. I was shrieking at my kids, but I was also waking up in the middle of the night with panic attacks for no reason. Like if you have something really to be anxious about, maybe it's okay to feel anxious, but there was nothing going on. And what was happening to me at that time, I was in my late 30s. It's my 54th birthday today. But I was in my late 30s at that time. Mm-hmm. So when women get over the age of 35, one of the hormones that changes for them is called progesterone, and that's a calming hormone. So it's actually not unusual for women in their 30s and their 40s to start to have anxiety, to feel more irritable. And this can be a shift in progesterone. It doesn't necessarily need to be like a Xanax deficiency. And for women, once they get even maybe into their 50s, that's when we really start going into menopause. And that's when estrogen drops. And estrogen is a natural antidepressant for women. And so we can just feel just more flat, sort of lose some of that joy. And testosterone is a really important hormone for women and for men. And for women and for men, it's a mood stabilizer. It gives us motivation and drive and get up and go. And so when testosterone levels go down, a lot of times people just feel kind of flat. They lose motivation. You know, they put one foot in front of the other, make their way through their day, and whatever really has to happen today, so you'll make it happen. But if it doesn't really have to happen today, you know, you just kind of let it go because you're not really feeling it. And if you were to go to your doctor, and you were to say, I don't have any motivation, or I'm tired, or I'm snapping at my family, you're going to get a prescription, probably for Prozac or something like that, because that's what we're trained to do at medical school. You got a problem, we got a pill. Mm-hmm. And sometimes the pill's not treating the right problem. If you're a man and your testosterone level is low, you can have depression, you can have anxiety, you can have moodiness, poor concentration. But if we try to treat you with prescription antidepressants, they're not treating the right problem. And so you're not really going to get all the results that you're looking for.
Which the natural supplements can do for you that are natural, not GNC, but natural at the natural food stores and stuff, that or having the right foods in our body when you're talking about testosterone. Jumping back into the whole situation, is those are the things that you see. And then when you're talking about the latter, the stuff that really leads to, hey, get on Prozac, get on some sort of depressive medication, you're not treating the problem. So what should we do to treat the problem?
Yeah, well, there's so much that we can do to take charge of our own health. So here's really the message that I would love to get out to everybody, is your doctor doesn't have a pill that's going to fix you. They've got pills that can do damage control, but you have so much power to take charge of your own health, and you can feel better. So there, one of the things that makes a really big difference, if you, that you've kind of already alluded to, is what kind of fuel we put in our body, what we eat. So if we are eating a diet that has a lot of sugar, a lot of processed foods, really a lot of starchy carbohydrates, you know, all the stuff, right? All the French fries and the potato chips and the candy bars and et cetera, that's not giving our body the fuel that it needs in order to be able to make hormones. Right. And all of that sugar and processed food really drives inflammation, and inflammation drives your hormones right out of whack. So I hear women all the time coming in and saying things like, you know, I have these night sweats, I have these hot flashes. And what we do in my office is we measure hormone levels, but while we're waiting for the hormone test results to come back, we try to talk to them about cutting back on the sugar, cutting back on the alcohol, cutting back on the processed foods. And a lot of times by the time they come back to get the hormone test results, the hot flashes, the night sweats, they're already a lot better. So avoiding the foods that make things worse, eating more of the foods that make things better. And I have a couple of like honorary mentions of foods to try to get into your diet to help with hormone health. So one of them is cruciferous vegetables. This means things like broccoli, cauliflower, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, kale. These are vegetables that have a nutrient in them that actually helps your body process estrogen in a healthier way. And you know, men have estrogen in their body too. It's just the balance of estrogen and testosterone that makes the difference between men and women. But these vegetables help us to process estrogen in a healthier way to have better hormone balance. So if you can try for one serving a day of something in this cruciferous vegetable category, that goes a long way. The second one to try to get into your diet is healthy fats. So this would be things like extra virgin olive oil, nuts, avocados. These healthy fats are the ingredient that our body needs in order to be able to make hormones.
Wow. Okay. So you're definitely, and the problem is it's work. You got to really figure it out and put the time into it and be disciplined.
Yeah.
When you're talking about these
but matters. if you did one thing, well, avoid sugar, that's a good thing. But if you did one thing of adding, it would be just to have an oil change. So instead of the seed oils at the grocery store, the canola, the safflower oil, the corn oil that are all on that whole shelf at the grocery store, if you buy the specialty oils, a lot of times it's like on the opposite shelf. They're in smaller bottles, but that's where you find the extra virgin olive oil or the organic avocado oil. They cost more, but that is a really helpful, simple change to make. So it's just a matter of purchasing the different bottle at the grocery store. Easy peasy.
Yes, simple. So that's a simple step. And other ways of doing it, so the food.
Yeah. So food. So another really big one is finding healthy ways to cope with stress. We are all stressed, right? We got this pandemic, like just life is crazy right now. And when we're stressed, our body makes more cortisol, which is our stress hormone. And that's good because cortisol helps us cope with stress in the short term. What's not good is when we have stress day in and day out, our cortisol stays elevated. And cortisol makes us gain belly fat and it can interrupt your sleep. It's like long-acting adrenaline, so we don't feel good. And cortisol knocks all of our other hormones out of kilter. Right. So we need healthy ways of coping with stress in order to protect us from the harmful effects of too much cortisol. So breathing exercises or going for a walk or meditation, journaling. So these are all things that aren't really surprising to people, right? We all know that stress isn't good for us and it would be better to have healthy ways of coping with stress. But the things that we can do to help cope with stress, somehow they're just not so popular in our broad society, you know? Yeah. And if you were going to sit on a park bench and, you know, do some ohms, you know, some breathing exercises, the people walking past you kind of look at you funny because it's just not. If you were walking, they would all think, "Ooh, look at that person walking." But yeah. But somehow these other things aren't as common. So they're super important. And there's a couple that are really easy. Like meditation is actually hard. Do you meditate? Have you ever tried meditation?
Yes. Yeah, I meditated. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I really like meditating too. But I remember what it was like when I first started and it was really hard. I sat there, I'm trying to turn off my mind and all my mind is doing is it's going all over the place. And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I can't stand this. It's like running. You can't just get up and run 10 miles. You got to do baby steps. Mm-hmm. So one of the things that anybody can do that doesn't take any practice is feeling grateful. So when we're really stressed out, if we can stop and think of three things that we're grateful for, it really actually shifts the chemistry in our body because your body can't feel fearful and angry and worried and grateful at the same time. So you can write things down in a gratitude journal. You can just think them, you know, in your mind. But actually, gratitude is a really powerful way to help you de-stress in the moment.
Wow, that's really great information you're giving us today, for sure. And all these things. And you have this in a book too, right? For people that could check out your book.
I do. I wrote a book for women, especially because our hormones sometimes get really out of kilter and sometimes it's hard to know. You know, if we have menstrual problems, if we're having hot flashes, we can kind of clue in that might be hormonal, but some of these other things we don't know. So the book is called This Is Not Normal, A Busy Woman's Guide to Symptoms of Hormone Imbalance. And it has lots of quizzes and checklists so that you can go in and kind of look at what are the symptoms of hormone issues to sort of figure out, could it be a thyroid problem? Is it a cortisol problem? What might be the issue? And also to help you to understand how to talk to your doctor about it, what questions to ask, some tips on the natural things that you can be doing in order to get your hormones back into balance again. And you can actually find a free copy of the book at isityourhormones.com.
Excellent. Excellent. People definitely need to check that out. And your website. Is that the same place?
The website, signaturewellness.org.
Excellent. Well, I appreciate it, Dr. Deborah. Great information. And I think the women need to delve into the book more because, again, a lot of these types of symptoms they deal with and they got to see But all these are great advice for all women and anyone to have those high nutrient dense foods to eat and avoid the sugars, which is not the easiest thing in the world, and not be as stressed. But if you do practice all these things, you're going to feel younger, healthier, and more helpful around everyone else around you. So I appreciate you coming by.
Oh, thank you. I believe living well is the best medicine.
Exactly. All right. This is you're watching and listening to The Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.